Andrew Woodburn, director at AMROP Woodburn Man. They are executive talent scouts. This thing's going to be a bit quiet for you for a while, Andrew, as we wait for this virus to work its way out of the system. But it does put a huge amount of pressure on leaders and executives to run businesses remotely. I was chatting to Hilton Kellner at Discovery today, and he told me they put 8,000 people working from home. So many companies have been doing this. I mean, it has been crisis management at the speed of light for companies as the reality of this lockdown has dawned.
Absolutely, Bruce. Good evening to you and the listeners. Wonderful to talk with you during this absolutely unprecedented time. And as you mentioned, leaders themselves have now got to take stock. The business model changes dramatically. The leadership style changes dramatically. And in fact, I would hazard a guess that this is when senior executives earn their money. They've come under a lot of criticism over the last decade for massive salaries at the top. But it's now when it counts, when it's life as unusual as it can be, and they've got to stretch the money they have, they've got to over-communicate with their staff, and they've got to take stock, they've got to change the models, and truly, this is the time whether it's do or die and survive.
It is. And I mean, Grant Patterson did a conference call today to his suppliers to tell them it was basically over unless there is some sort of miracle for Edcon. We played that audio and Grant breaks down at the end and has turned me into a blood mess this evening. But it just amplifies the fact that, you know, the lot of the CEO is often sort of assumed to be very easy. They get the best parking spot, they get the best office, they get the comfiest chair. But it is at times like this where they really do have to earn the salary, and that the salaries for which they've been criticized for decades have now really got to be justified. And this is time for them to stand up and be counted like they never probably imagined was going to be required.
Yeah, unprecedented, Bruce. Not since the last World War have we probably faced the kind of challenges that the economy and businesses are going to face from here on. In fact, in every case with a senior leader I've spoken to in the last 2 weeks, because this is not a surprise to us, we knew it was coming, the stress levels are up. And as I mentioned, the business model has had to be changed dramatically. This is no longer about profit. Every single leader I've spoken to is about how can I protect my people? How can I guarantee them some sort of existence going forward? How can I ensure that this business is going to be here when we all go back to work? And when we come back to work, every single senior leader that I've chatted to is under no illusion that work will be different to how it has always been in most people's minds. And that brings me to the individual executive, the individual worker. You've got 3 weeks. You've got, in many cases, extra bandwidth if you're privileged to have access to the World Wide Web and everything on offer. Have a look at your job. Ask yourself, is my job absolutely desperate and needs me to be servicing it right now? Or can the business that I work in survive without me? And what and how do I need to change myself to be ready for what happens after Corona 19?
They're critical questions, Andrew. How are the people that you talk to, and I mean, many of these people, you put them in the jobs or you facilitated them getting the jobs that they have got. Is there a sense that we're going to come through this with, you know, with scars that are too deep to recover from?
So, in some cases, Bruce, businesses will not survive. Not only are we going to lose lives in this epidemic, but we are going to have business casualties too. In addition to which, it is absolutely no doubt that the financial institutions that have either made loans or investments into businesses are also going to be under immense pressure. So we are going to lose lives, we are going to lose businesses, we are going to lose livelihoods. And I think that without wanting to put more pressure on people who I think have got to apply themselves to survival, I think they should be using this time to reflect, reconsider what they have to offer, and to be making a plan for their own careers and futures. And it's those who invest now who will reap the upside, whatever that might be, and hard to tell. But I can tell you that, of course, there are some industries and some careers that have got better chances. Those in the online environment, those in the digital environment, those who have an ability to transact through matrix-style commercial channels, those are the ones who will, I think, stand the test of time and come out stronger. But certainly it's now up to every individual to reconsider and reflect on their own contributions and what they get paid for. And one wishes that those entrepreneurs can truly fall back on their entrepreneurial spirit and come out surviving. The big businesses will certainly come out with, and in any individual who thinks their business won't experience 10 or more percent reduction, I think is deluded. I think every single one of us has got to say 2020 certainly is going to be the year of the Grim Reaper in more ways than one.
I started out calling it 20-plenty. 20-plenty of blooming trouble, Andrew.
Absolutely, Bruce. You know, one wishes, and I can tell you that senior management not only have got their minds on a survival methodology, our sort of global board, we have done 11 budgets in less than 3 months, with each successive budget having to be more austere, more conservative, yeah, to a point now where I call the one we are surviving on the skeleton or survival budget. And it's no different in South Africa. The senior leadership is around survival, the support of their people, and the endurance through the current predicament we face. And I want workers to know that there is, I speak to many CEOs and chairmen, and it is all about how do we ensure that our business and our people have some form of sustainability through, which, to be honest, through a future that is almost unmeasurable.
Andrew, we must leave it there, but I hope we can connect in a week or two. It's good to catch up with you and get the very wise insights of Andrew Woodburn, Managing Director at Amrop Woodburn, man this evening on The Money Show.